Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, as we're gathered, I want to read three passages of Scripture, one from Isaiah, one from the Gospel of John, and then one from the Gospel of Luke. First, out of Isaiah chapter 9, beginning at verse 2. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder. And then from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And then the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, beginning at verse 11 through 14, in this side of the King James Version, we read, For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. It never fails. My early morning moments, sitting in the darkness of my office, wondering, thinking, writing, planning, sometimes anxious about the things to come for the day, are always broken into by the light of the morning, especially this morning, reminding me of the light which broke through a dark morning and world 2,000 years ago. A light which carried a message of rescue and hope, very much needed way back then, and maybe very much needed in the hearts and minds of all of us around the world today. That morning so long ago didn't attract large crowds, just three camel-riding kings with some gifts, a few shepherds tending sheep in the fields nearby, and some rather ordinary-looking barn animals, including the donkey. Jesus and Mary's limousine ride to Bethlehem, the donkey. All in the dark, cold, damp stable out behind the inn. The sight of the world-changing event occurring on that morning so long ago. Can you believe it? Maybe the importance of what happened there would have fallen on deaf ears anyway. The innkeeper has caught a lot of grief and flack through the years for sending the holy couple out back instead of finding a nice, warm, dry, comfortable room for the baby to be born. But he didn't have a clue as to what God was doing. Did anyone really expect or appreciate that moment? After all, there'd been a long period of waiting for something like that morning to occur. Too long. Almost to the point of causing one to give up on it ever happening. The promised Messiah. Was he coming or not? God had said he would send one, but it had been 400 years. And during those 400 years, the people had seen no prophet in Israel. Generation after generation had been covered by a period of spiritual drought, wandering, struggling, and succumbing all too often to the temptations leading them away from God. It was a long period of waiting, emptiness, and without direction, hopelessness. It was a dark time during which God was silent. He didn't speak. He didn't send prophets, kings, or judges. No leaders like Moses or Joshua or other messengers were around. Malachi was the last messenger the people had heard from. And yet, there was still the echo in their minds and hearts of that reminder from Isaiah years earlier, stirring once again within them. A promise and expectancy of hope. God was still there, still active, driving the course of history, as he always does. Then it happened. Bethlehem morning. A star shined bright in the sky, breaking through the long darkness of their morning, of many of their mornings, and their world and ours was to be forever changed. The promise of God, foretold by the prophets, now fulfilled, with the light in the darkness. Funny, isn't it? But there was no proper place for it to occur, no royal palace to receive that royal birth. It could have been. I mean, he's God, after all. But instead, God's gift of love, wrapped in a blanket in a stable behind an inn, would be his way to reach the earth. And so, a bed of straw became a cradle, embracing God in human form. One would expect more than a stable, but think about it. Where else would a lamb be born, even the Lamb of God, but in a stable? In our quieter moments, we can identify with those who waited for so long for the promised Messiah. It's all too real a moment, as we have our own periods of waiting, of uncertainty, of emptiness, and at times seasons of hopelessness eerily similar to those periods of the past. Someone has lost a loved one and the loneliness still lingers and emptiness remains. Someone has stepped in the wrong direction again, disappointed and embarrassed, and they're not sure which way to go. Wait. But wait, light has come. Someone is having difficulty connecting with their children. They have missed too many moments to make memories with their children. The relationship has been strained, but something is changing. A light has come. Recent blood tests have come back, and the word cancer is quietly spoken, yet rings loudly in our thoughts and heart. Someone else is still seeking the approval they deserved but never got, seeking it now in all the wrong places, in this place and that, from this person and that group and another, feeling lost and alone again. Someone else may be still wandering from place to place, going through their own periods of disappointment, still anxious about today and worried about tomorrow, like that holy couple from 2,000 years ago about to have a baby, God's baby, and they were told that it would be called Jesus. There are too many times where we feel like we are sitting in a manger in the middle of a dirty, damp, cold stable where no one seems to care. But wait, a light has come. The star of that Bethlehem morning is broken through on the manger, in the stable, way back then, and in wherever we find ourselves today, whatever situation. No stately house, no noble mansion where he would reign in the future in majesty. That wasn't God's plan. That wasn't God's path. The path he chose led to an altar, to the cross, where he would give his life for you and for me, born on a bed of straw, his cradle, God came to us in human form. Stop for a moment with me and just think about that. God right there for you and for me. Nothing fancy, but a light had come. It's the all too real journey of our lives, grasping what Isaiah proclaimed so many years ago about a baby who came after 400 years of silence to save the world, to save you and me. It really does seem strange, doesn't it? But just as John reminded us, a light has come into the world that all the darkness of the world cannot and will never, listen to that, will never overcome. And that is the good news for our today and our everyday, that a baby was born for you and for me. A light has come. The light of Bethlehem morning shines on us again. And here's the best news of all. The Bethlehem morning in the manger that occurred over 2,000 years ago has been with us ever since then and always will be. That morning when the Lamb of God was born for you and for me is more than a wish or a memory, more than a brief moment we celebrate once a year. Bethlehem morning is the eternal truth that the child who was born there on that day over 2,000 years ago is here today to rescue us and free us from all of our wanderings, struggles, temptations, disappointments, and those moments when we feel less and accept less for our lives than what they were meant to be. Bethlehem morning points us to all the possibility, the why nots of the life we were meant to live. No matter where we've been or no matter what we've been through, Bethlehem morning is calling us to all we can be with him. Bethlehem morning's sun rose that day so long ago and still rises each day, as it did for you and me yesterday, as it did today and will rise again tomorrow, the light, the eternal truth, that the life and the light of the child who was born there that day never ends. The light of that morning will never grow faint. His love for us will never grow cold and will warm the coldness and light the darkness of wherever we find ourselves. And no matter what temporary periods of wandering, worry, disappointment, despair, struggles, and waiting we may be going through, the babe of Bethlehem, the Lamb of God, the light shining in the darkness, the Christ child whose birth we paused to remember yesterday, will reign in majesty in our lives forever and ever and ever. A light for you and for me and for the life we were meant to live from the baby who came that day for us. Amen. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for that reminder, and I especially thank you for the celebration of yesterday, when we're reminded again, afresh and anew, of the birth of your Son that you sent for us. We can't figure it out. Only you do what you do the way you do what you do. Thank you, the Lord, for doing that, for sending your Son. Might we be all that you want us to be with him, guided by him, and with his power through us in the world around us. Thanks for loving us. In your son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.